John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Why do people look so old in those old photos? In the article, they showed a picture of George Wendt playing Norm on Cheers, the show from the 80s and into the early 90s. And they point out he was 34 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then they gave him long hair and a big beard like you might see a 34-year-old have now if you worked at like a record store or something like that. And he looks young when they do that.
So it feels like just the opposite of how it should go.
Here, look at this. It's literally the same photo. Well, except for the hair. And all of a sudden, he looks younger.
He does look younger.
That's weird, yeah.
He also doesn't look as healthy. I don't know why.
Yeah, right.
And with the long hair and the beard, he just doesn't look as healthy. Yeah.
Looks like he might stink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I should say.
That's kind of weird. They also include a photo of a soccer player from 1974 who was one of the stars of the 1974 World Cup. His name was Gregors Lato.
Mm-hmm.
There's more Z's in that first name than you'd expect.
Yeah, the soccer players are wild.
He was, this guy is 24 years old.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He's like, 24.
He looks like
photo.
Prince Charles.
Yeah, now.
But the thing, they've been smoking since they were 9, though. And especially, like, overseas, he's been drinking since he was 8 at a bar with his parents.
But he looks like he's the victim of science experiments in some sort of a video game.
And he might have been that, too. I mean, who knew what was leaking into the water? Like, here. Now.
So here is their theory. Oh, another photo, 1969, a man, if you look up Bobby Charlton, 1969, it says he's 32. He looks like someone you would see portraying part of Nixon's cabinet when they were covering up the Watergate scandal.
He really does look old.
So why does that happen? Why do you look at the photos of your parents from when they were young and you go, were you guys ever young? And are our kids going to do that with us?
I hope not.
Honestly,
maybe Hot Wings and I's kids. Maybe.
I don't know. I just feel like I look back again when I think about being a teenager or in middle school and how young I looked. I looked like a kid. I was awkward. Yeah. I didn't have YouTube tutorials to tell me how to do my makeup to look like I was older and to change the shape of my face. I'm almost concerned that young people now are being so exposed to looking older that it will cause them to look older. You know what I mean? They might have all the different face creams and things like that to help, but they'll look back at those pictures where it's like, oh my God, Mom, you're only 15 in that picture. You look like you're 25.
Yeah,
they might. Some of it's fashion, too.
Yeah, absolutely,
like,
fashion.
You know, now that like people are wearing mom jeans again, it makes you look older.
That does. Yeah. That does. Absolutely true.
Like, totally. Mm-hmm. The more the fabric, the older you look.
Well, that's why with mom jeans, you just go topless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a balance. Balance.
Everybody knows your age or how many children you've had.
Mm-hmm.
I love mom jeans, by the way. I was hating on them, but man, the way they let your vagina breathe, I am all about it. I'm all about it.
You breathe through that thing, too? Is there anything it can't do?
No. It's practically a mouth.
It is.
Practically.
That's how I
look at it. Yeah.
One of the things they suggest is that part of the reason people look old in photos when they were young is because the fashion of that moment in your brain subconsciously says, that's an old photo. That's from a long time ago, and it confuses our small lizard brains.
And photo quality was not the greatest.
Yeah. Like a lot, like my parents' wedding photos. First of all, they've been printed at this point for 62 years.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them were black and white. Some of them were color. They splurged for like one roll or something. So, yeah. I mean, as soon as it's in black and white and everybody's wearing the exact same glasses because there was one pair available for men and women, you go, boy, those people are old.
Or even if it's in color, everything seems to have a brown tint.
Yeah.
Until the 80s, then there was some actual color in the world.
They say there is... part of it is just how living affects your age. The people that were, Hobbings, I think, mentioned it earlier. When you were 25 then, you had done a lot more, probably, as far as,
probably,
like, you know, labor and everything else.
Living was harder.
No sunscreen, you know, you're not, you know.
Yeah, like my grandfather, he was out on, which blows my mind, I think about this now, he was out on his own at 13.
Wow.
And so, and he balded, and, like, I had never even met him. He died when, like, 1970. But I think he was 52 or something, and, you know, he's bald and or mostly bald, and he had a hard go, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, and you're right, sunscreen. I mean, yeah, everyone's skin was just melting off.
This is interesting, though. They said a study published in 2018 examined the changes in biological aging from markers such as blood pressure and lung function and how it changed in relation to chronological age. Between 1988 and 2010, they found that even in that short period of time, 22 years, there was a significant difference in aging, with more recent generations being biologically younger than the ones that came before them at the same age. That's a pretty short period of time. Yeah. And if you look at that and if you stretch that out over time, well, no wonder then.
Mm-hmm.
They probably actually biologically were much older, just like what we were saying.
Uh-huh.
But it's still, they said big factor alone. It says improvements in dental care, sunscreen, protecting the skin from aging, like Kelly said, with lotions and whatnot. And that our biases in how we view older fashions. But if your dad's refusal to stop wearing the same shirt he wore in 1972, we retroactively associate any of those fashions
mm-hmm.
with old.
Yeah. Yeah, they dressed old.
Yeah.
They dressed old.
They dressed so old.
Mm-hmm.
But then how come when those fashions come back, like you, Kelly, I know mom jeans does make people look older.
Mm-hmm.
I do that one. But some of those other fashions come back and it's like hip or it's the fashionable thing.
And not my immigrant grandparents. That's never going to be a fashionable thing. Or like, well, yeah, those fashions don't come back. Some of them do. But, like, look at Jack White. He looks like he's a Civil War. I mean, he looks older
looks.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He does, like, they snatched him out of the Civil War and said, play mean guitar now.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. God, I love him. I have some of my grandmother's clothes, and anytime there's this one dress that I have, it's blue and white, and it's the only reason you can tell that it's old is because it was made in the 1950s, so the fabric itself mm-hmm. has, like, that older quality to it. But anytime I've worn it, people are like, where did you find that? And it is so, so pretty. And it's basic. It's just a little blue dress, but the fit of it is so different than what you find here because of the length and the sleeves and things. It's just these little characters that are part of the dress that you just don't see anymore. And it's so well made that it's lasted over 70 years.
Yeah.
And you can, every time I wear it, people are like, where is that from? I'm like, my grandma's closet.
What store is that in the mm-hmm. mall?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Ooh, grandma's closet.
I have some of her sweaters too. Like, I've worn a couple here, and one of them y'all really made fun of me for because it is definitely a grandma's sweater.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that's hot pink that I remember her wearing, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s. And I love wearing it still. And I'm like, this is timeless. This is great.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.